from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, topping a report this hour. A Voorhees Township man has been convicted of murdering his wife. 53-year-old Sean Lichtfuss was found guilty of the August 2021 chokehold killing of 38-year-old Stephanie Caraway. Police say in one of several text messages the morning of the killing, Lichtfuss said, quote, "I'm sorry for doing this. I just snapped." After a six-day trial in Camden County Superior Court, the jury deliberated for just 45 minutes before returning its verdict. What should voters expect from New Jersey's first gubernatorial debate between Republican Jack Cittarelli and Democrat Mikey Sherrill at Rider University this weekend? Director of Rider's Rebovich Institute for New Jersey Politics, Micah Rasmussen, says it's more of a town hall-style event on Sunday evening.
This is going to be a much different kind of debate than I think we're used to. And it's the kind of debate when you've seen town halls for president before, you've seen, this is a chance for them to look the voters in the eye, to answer the question directly.
As for who candidates need to win over, Rasmussen says the key group is, unsurprisingly, independent voters. Sunday's debate begins at 7 p.m. The Supreme Court will hear arguments on the legality of President Trump's tariff plan in November. The focus will be on Trump using a law meant for times of emergency to impose the duties without the help of Congress. The High Court scheduled oral arguments for November 5th after it agreed to fast-track the case. Now, the Guaranteed Service Business Report. A lift for stocks to end the week. It's the first day of sales for the new iPhone 17. It's part of a family of phones that hit store shelves, including the Pro, Pro Max, and the new thinnest ever model called the iPhone Air. The company's also selling new versions of the Apple Watch and AirPods. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 173 points at 46,315. Make sure your heat and AC systems are good to go. Right now, it's buy one, get one free. Two tune-ups for just $77 at Guaranteed Service. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com. And J1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Should we expect some cooler temps this weekend? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Our next real chance of rain won't be until Tuesday into Wednesday next week. Until then, expect various flavors of pleasant weather. We go from warm and sunny today to cooler and crisp fall-like weather this weekend, and then early next week, warming right back up again. Mainly clear and comfortably cool tonight. Can't rule out a couple of raindrops as our cold front slides in. Low temperatures tonight, upper 50s. Tomorrow, cooler but pleasant. Sunshine with some clouds. Highs for your Saturday, lower 70s. Sunday is going to be the cloudier, cooler day of the weekend, and there is a chance for some sprinkles clipping the coast in the morning. Sunday's highs around 70. Monday's the first day of fall, partly sunny and warming up again. Highs push into the mid-70s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now, Hillsborough and Orange are both 82 degrees, Toms River 79. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And weather is brought to you by Trinity Rehab. Is there something you can't do because of the pain? Trinity Rehab can help. They have EPAT, which gets rid of pain in as little as 3 5-minute sessions. No prescription needed to get started. Go to trinity-rehab.com. Locations all over New Jersey. Isn't it time to finally be pain-free?
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.